Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yes, it is that time of the week. We usually do it on Tuesday, so we got to do it a day early this week. It is time to kiss the baby, where we say goodbye to another NFL team with the goal of having a perfect postseason field. And by the end of next week, we're going to figure out how many teams we're stuck with and how many we got wrong. All right, today's order, as we have a caller team that has played with us every week. I go first. The caller's up second. Kyle will be up third. Hugh Douglas will be last this week as we enter, or I guess finish up week 16 and enter week 17 in the NFL. All right, so we got to get ahead of some things. Sometimes you got to pick a team out before they're actually eliminated, and you got to make a choice. And I'm making one to start us off in the AFC North.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying goodbye to the Baltimore Ravens,
wow,
who I think said goodbye to themselves last night when they blew that lead. Lamar got knocked out of the game, and I believe this coming weekend, because the Ravens and Steelers play in the final week, and that could have been a division title game, but if the Ravens lose to the Packers or the Steelers beat the Browns, it's over this weekend.
Wow.
Ravens, we'll see you next year. I kissed the baby on the Baltimore Ravens. All right. That brings up Bob in Pensacola, who's up playing for the callers today. Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Bob, we're doing well. And are you ready to play Kiss the Baby?
I sure am.
All right, Bob. Which team are you eliminating on behalf of all the callers?
The Buccaneers stink.
Oh, wow.
It's a good one.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Bob.
Bye-bye.
And Bob, it's similar to the NFC North. If they lose this weekend or the Panthers win, that division is over. Bob, good one. You're in the mix for a prize after the season ends. All right. So Bob says goodbye to the Bucs, who lost yesterday. I say goodbye to the Ravens. Kyle, you are up third this week.
Yeah, this is really difficult because I feel like I'm going to be stuck with either one of these teams.
Mm.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Lions.
I think it's a good choice.
And hope that the Colts stay alive one more week.
I think it's a good choice.
No, because you, like, the three teams that I had, y'all took them all off the board.
Yep.
That is puts me
good.
In a
good
bad
good strategy by us.
Last pick today.
Woo.
All right, goodbye to the Lions, says Kyle. I think it's yesterday that they needed to win that game yesterday, and we'll get to what happened at the end of that one.
See, this one was tough.
Mm.
Because the teams that I'm looking at are all NFC teams, right? You just took away the one that I thought was probably the easiest is Tampa Bay. So now you got three teams in the West that are all in play to win the division for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Chicago that's in a spot. Who they got the last two games?
Well, Chicago's in the playoffs.
No, they're in.
Yeah, so you can't eliminate them.
I wasn't going to. They already
yeah.
eliminated. I eliminated them. Like, I think.
Oh, no.
Ago.
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't realize
see.
That.
No, you know what? I didn't.
Yeah.
No,
you,
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Good,
I didn't.
Good.
I didn't.
You shouldn't.
Wait, what?
I was looking at my list. I thought I eliminated him.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, no, I'm cool.
So who are you choosing between right now?
I'm thinking one of these West teams.
But they're all going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, take your time. I mean, it's...
So they're all the lock for the playoffs.
Well,
see,
you know, we shouldn't
all
be
all
helping
the lock.
Out with this.
No, I'm saying they're all the lock, so it has to be.
Never mind. I'll let you work through yourself.
No. I guess it's...
Are they technically all locks? Do
that's
they all
what I, that's what I'm. That's what I'm looking at, Kyle. And I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, Green Bay. It looked like it's going to be Green Bay. Or did I get Green Bay already? No, I got Green Bay.
Well, this is
Green Bay.
This is dynamite.
Green Bay?
No, Green Bay.
Green Bay. Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah, Green Bay. This is like I really don't have any recourse.
Well.
You do. I mean, you could put that in other teams.
I'm trying to think. Buffalo. I think Buffalo.
Have you eliminated? No, you know what? You're Green Bay. Green Bay it is?
Because I've eliminated most of the teams out. I've eliminated the Texans. I can't pick the Texans. The Colts last week.
Oof.
I was thinking, y'all took the Chargers. Wait a minute. Did anybody take the Chargers?
Chargers no. are in.
No, I took the Chargers.
They're in.
You are drowning.
No,
right
I already
now.
Took the Chargers. I threw away. No, I didn't. I got who? I got Green Bay. Green Bay.
Awesome.
Yeah, Green Bay. Green Bay.
Well, thanks.
I had no choice.
No, you know what? Then they could miss the playoffs.
I mean, I have no choice because you're talking about out of the West, like most of the teams in the
there
West.
There is a choice that's still possible.
Yeah, but he chose Green Bay.
Yeah,
we did choose Green Bay. Yeah, we can't.
It's like in chess. Once you make the move,
I'm comfortable with Green Bay.
Well, good.
And I'm happy now. How about that?
Yeah, you see, but
nothing says a helping producer like a host that's struggling, and he says, "You're drowning, man."
I ain't thinking about Kyle. Man. Y'all took all the good. Y'all took all the.
You
good
had the
ones.
Last spot today.
I know it wasn't fair. It was a setup.
It rotates every week.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay.
I just left me with some bad choices.
Mm. Okay, let's go back to the phones. And then we will roll through what happened yesterday and react to a pretty wild and I think season changing week 16. I mean, there are a lot of different things that happened yesterday that will change the playoff picture as we just kind of roll through there. David in the Northeast. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dave, what's up?
I'm trying to give you guys the true definition of aqua velva.
Aqua velva. What is that?
It's an aftershave.
Yeah, I knew that, but what does that have to do with it?
What? Now I'm going to tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we got a nice
aqua velva was a lotion that you could put on, make your whiskers stand up.
Aftershave.
So you can use an electric razor.
Yeah, something about Aqua Velva, man. Yeah. That's an old school commercial.
But what does that have to do with the Eagles?
He's talking about.
I'm about to tell you, Joe, leave him alone.
Hey, who said anything about the Eagles?
Oh, well, no one.
You know, that's a good question. Nobody did.
Hey, okay, as far as the pick, I'm picking Cleveland to leave. Yeah.
That's a really good pick. Yep.
I'm with you. The Browns will miss the playoffs.
I heard that they're going to move to Saskatchewan. Surprise.
I believe it.
Saskatchewan?
Yeah, the Rough Riders.
Canada?
Yeah.
Come on, David. Huh. Who'd you hear that from?
Okay, so if you don't believe me.
I don't.
No.
Splash Aqua Velva on you and try and get Velvy.
Can we find Aqua Velva now? Let me
I'm going to shop for some. Yeah, they have it on Amazon. Do you use Aqua Velva, David?
No.
Okay. Of course not.
My dad used to use Aqua Velva.
Because it's got alcohol on it, man. It burns. Oh,
okay.
It burns.
Yeah, we should probably be avoiding
that. Now, what do you want? What do you want from me?
I don't want anything from you, David. You called us.
They still sell Aqua Velva, dog.
Okay. $4. So what's the agenda?
Well, I have a few agendas.
What's your agenda?
How do you feel about the Eagles win this weekend?
Let's see. 14 points.
Oh, they're going to win over by 14
no,
over, I the,
meant,
over
I meant,
the...
I meant the
no,
game.
That's right. That's,
okay,
that
that's
was
fine.
A long time ago.
Okay. I respect
on, we're on to Aqua Velva now.
We're on to Saskatchewan, yeah.
They're going to win by 14 points.
You mean in Buffalo?
Buffalo, that's
pretty impressive.
Calling your shot. I like that, David.
14 points, Eagles. They're going to win by 14.
All right, David. Well, that's great. Okay. You have more? Go ahead.
Well, as far as that... I hope the Flyers do better this year.
Me too. Yeah.
And I'm hoping that they do it.
We went to the game.
The Cup, you mean? Like this year?
Lord Stanley's?
Well, it's a little too early for that.
Let's not get ahead of yourself.
What does do it mean?
Get out of here.
That's what it means. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Me or who are you talking to?
No, you. What you were talking about, you didn't even know what kind of answer you got. You got one of them bottles underneath the table.
I wish,
talking about
David.
I was drinking.
I wish.
I guess he was talking about my pick for the you know, kissed the baby.
Yeah.
I was confused.
He's ripping
he
you.
Kissed yeah. the baby, yeah.
Yeah, I kissed
yeah.
the
well,
baby.
Well, he picked Cleveland.
He picked Cleveland, and
no.
I picked Green Bay. I'm
going to Saskatchewan,
okay.
so.
The only thing I say is.
That's real kiss the baby.
Stop the tush push.
Stop it.
Well, it doesn't work anymore, David. I'm with you on that. So you want no more tush pushes?
No.
Yeah. David, I agree. David, I think we're.
It's kind of fragile tree.
Hmm? Okay. That's probably
yeah, all right.
Right
that's...
Well, a little bit longer than I needed to.
Well, I was trying to. Sometimes you need to figure out what the point is, and I was trying to get to the point of David there.
Celebrate
yeah, we probably should have seen that there was no point.
Aquavelva.
I mean, Aquavelva used to be that dude back in the day.
Yeah, man. Dude, I haven't talked to David in a while.
Is there? Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I am looking up Aquavelva.
Something similar happened the last time.
It's on the
Amazon.
You can get it Amazon. Yeah.
How much they going for?
It was like $4, $4.99.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You want to become Aquavelva, guys?
No. I mean, he ain't lying. That stuff burns, and it's kind of like
you know what?
It's an old man smell.
I'm ordering this. Be here by Christmas Eve. Yeah. I'm an
Aquavelva
guy now.
Sport.
What does that mean?
It means it's a sport. It's Cooley Man's aftershave. It has vitamin E and pro-vitamin B5, soothes, cools, and refreshes.
Ooh. I'm in. All right, let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Oh, man, Aquavelva? Wow.
Yeah, that is old school. I haven't thought about Aquavelva in decades.
I know. But listen, I got, since, you know, earlier guy was waxing nostalgic, I got to go back to my fondest memory, 2000 NFC Wild Card game. Remember that, Hugh?
Yeah, I forgot who he was playing.
It was the Bucks. Sean yeah. King. How do you forget?
Well, yeah.
They were waxing on and waxing off our behinds, and then all of a sudden, Hugh Douglas pancakes the quarterback, turns the tide, we win.
But thank you. Thank you for that thought.
It's one of
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's one of our favorites, and we love listening to it every chance we get here, Big V.
Great. I do, too.
We're working on it.
First of all, yeah, rest the starters.
It gets Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't you want to play for the 2 seed?
No, I want to play for the 3 seed. We're already in.
You want to play for the 3 seed?
Yeah. Yes, I want to play like we're playing for the 3 seed. I want our guys to get rest, get healthy. We hit the playoffs, and we destroy everybody. That's the most important thing.
Well, I agree with you for week 18. We got to try to win this game. Let's go beat Buffalo on Sunday. Come on, you heard our last call. He said they're going to win by 14. We got to play the starters to do that.
No, we don't. It looks like, not playing our guys, they seem to be gelling pretty well. Everybody's looking pretty good and having fun. The only problem I had with Sunday's game was that Jalen took way too long waiting for AJ to get open rather than checking down to his other receiver. He's got to stop that if we're going to, you know, continue on winning, because all they have to do is double-team AJ and, you know, Jalen will get sacked. The other thing is that, you know, I like to say this kicker's in a slump, but, you know, the kicker is the most loneliest position in the NFL.
Mm.
You know, he wins, he's a hero. He doesn't, he doesn't make it, he's a heel. So, you know, he's out there all alone on the island. But, you know, and maybe it's time that we start to move on to another kicker. I mean, he's been with us for a while.
Long time. Yeah, and look, he's 30 now. I mean, this happens. I mean, some of those kickers are great, and then it just goes. And I hope it's just a slump. But, and Big V, good phone call. The reality is it's a couple of years in a row where he just is not good. He's 5 of 15 for 50-plus over the last 2 years, even if you include the playoffs. It's not good. I mean, it's just he's not a distance kicker in a league where there's a lot of distance kickers. All right, let's talk about what happened in the NFL yesterday. Week 16 from Saturday to Thursday through yesterday. It was a wild week. Let's start with Saturday night. Hugh Douglas distracted on a date watching Caleb Williams and the Bears
do his thing through a BB.
That was an incredible throw to win the game.
It was.
Look, you can win in the NFL with a lot of different kinds of arms at quarterback. Joe Montana didn't have a big arm, right? Like, you don't have to
eat. That right there, you see why they picked that cat.
My God, my goodness. I mean, that throw, that must have gone 60 yards in the air through the wind and the cold to drop it into DJ Moore's arms for a game-winning overtime touchdown. I was thinking this after the game, Hugh, they won. If, because I think Ben Johnson's a really good coach, right? If he continues to develop the next few years, Chicago's going to be a problem.
You know, I sit back and I think about what Jason Avant said and how he talked about they threw everything at him and he's learning on the fly. That's what that looks like. You know, learning on the fly, having those rough patches that you're going through to be in position where at the end of the game, you're cool, calm, and collected, and you're able to throw that BB.
Boom. Caught by DJ Moore. Bears win, so they control the path to the north now. Let's hear DJ Moore after the game. Obviously fired up.
This has been such a challenging nemesis, the Packers against the Bears. I see the nod. Yeah. What does it mean to get this one, DJ?
Man, it means a lot. And at the end of the day, it's after Packers always.
I'm out there right here!
Well done, DJ. Well done. Go and enjoy it.
Appreciate it. My boy!
They partied in Chicago.
Did you see DJ Moore after the game in the locker? They did the game balls or the video out. Ben Johnson's giving out the game balls. So he gave one to DJ Moore. He was wearing a cheese grater hat.
Yeah.
Like a joke at the Packers.
You grated the cheese. Yeah.
Caleb was wearing one too, and he was, it might have been later or the next day or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a game ball, but DJ Moore did.
No.
I mean, he caught the pass.
I liked the cheese grater thing.
Yeah, I do too. It's a good knock.
Tell you what,
Packers.
Though. Malik Willis played them tough.
Yeah. They basically had the game won until the onside kick they couldn't catch.
And last time we saw him, he stunk.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot better. You could develop as a backup quarterback. All right, so the Bears win on Saturday. They are the number two seed right now. Could be our second opponent in the postseason. But maybe the craziest game of the weekend was yesterday. The Lions hosting the Steelers. Lions basically have to win the game to give themselves a real shot at the playoffs. And the way the game ended, could we hear the call on the field? So if you missed it or you kind of saw some of it, Hugh, the Lions are down 5 seconds to go. They're trying to throw a touchdown to win the game on a walk-off. Amon-Ra St. Brown catches the pass, touchdown, but the ball gets popped out of his hand.
I think he pitched it back.
You thought it was on purpose? All right, yeah. So the ball popped out of his hand, whether it was a pitch or a fumble. And Jared Goff picks it up and dives into the end zone for what, at the time, looked like a game-winning touchdown. Flag on the play. And they called an offensive pass interference on Amon-Ra before he caught it. But just listen to how the ref told the crowd in Detroit after a long delay.
The ruling on the field is a touchdown, however.
Interference,
number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced and there is no replay. The game is over.
Wow.
There is no touchdown.
Whoa!
I thought it was a total heel move by the ref. The way he described it, at first he said touchdown, right? Like, so the crowd goes crazy thinking they wanted a walk-off touchdown.
Yeah. Ruling on the field is a touchdown.
Actually, guys, sorry, penalty. You guys lose. Go home.
I don't know.
Well, he told it in sequential order. They scored a touchdown, but they have to call the penalty,
right,
which negates the touchdown, but since there was a penalty and it was on the offense, they don't get to replay it out. The game's over.
Right, because the game.
Lions don't score.
Game can't usually end on a penalty, but if it's on the offense.
That's a heck of a way to lose, though.
Yes.
That is a heck of a way to lose.
Well, I believe, wasn't it the play before? There was like an illegal shift. They scored a touchdown before that. They had two walk-off touchdowns in a row that neither counted, and they lose yesterday.
That was awesome.
It was a great game. It really was. The other thing, though, from that game that caused a lot of attention, did you see DK Metcalf?
Yes. He swung on somebody.
He did. He swung on a fan.
He missed, though.
Well, the guy was wearing a big blue wig, so you couldn't really see if he made any contact. You were the first one I saw that said he probably didn't actually touch him.
If the way that he swung in that with that little tight compact punch, if he had cracked him in the jaw, he would have that wig would have been flying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're that guy, you got to tumble over that railing.
Oh, you take a fall.
You got to take a dive.
Sue DK Metcalf, sue the NFL.
Never work a day in your life.
Yeah, that was wild. And he didn't come out of the game. He wasn't, I mean, there's no penalty on that.
That was, I think, the most insane part. The league office can't step in because there was no penalty. So they can't go in and say, you know, you have to eject him.
Right.
But you would have to assume that Tomlin was alerted to the incident or, like, knew about it at some point.
Have you ever
just let that guy go out there.
Anyone in a game you ever play in hit a fan or push a fan by the sideline? Like by the stands?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
I know some fans that probably needed to be swung on, but no. That
people
it didn't
that
happen.
Have deserved it.
Yeah, there's some people that probably need to be swung on, but no.
It's
gotten ridiculous now. That, like, one thing, DK can't go over there.
Of course not.
I feel like it's different when somebody steps to you instead of you going to look for it. It's a little different. So you can't do that. You can't put yourself in a bad spot because you never win those. You never win those. It's just a bad look for you, regardless to what he said to you or what's about to, whatever. You can't do that. Can't do it.
Yeah, I wonder if the NFL is going to – because week one, it was Lamar and the Ravens in Buffalo, and someone, like, I think grabbed one of the Ravens players, and Lamar shoved him out of the way, and then yesterday this. It's just – I feel like the NFL's got to do something at some point. They can't have players shoving fans by, you know, whoever's fault it is. They just – it can't have it. All right, a couple more things from the NFL yesterday. That stood out to me. Buffalo won, but barely, in Cleveland. So Buffalo is our next opponent. Mm-hmm. Your guy, Tyler Shuck, beat your Jets, Hugh.
Yeah, he had a nice little game, man. It was like 29.
Is that the one you're most proud of putting in the top 10?
What you talking about?
Tyler Shuck.
No, I'm just saying I have vision. Mm. I see things that other people can't see.
Okay.
And I saw that, but nobody wanted to talk about that.
Well, I mean, you also had Desmond Ritter in there.
Nobody want to talk about how he just
or
dropping.
Or Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett, Snoop Huntley in there.
Snoop, that's
nobody
right.
want to talk about how he be dropping dimes on this show.
No, wait.
I'm be dropping that.
What about Josh Johnson? After he stepped in, you might as well.
I'm saying that, man, it's a week-to-week thing.
Okay. Right.
Would he be in yours this week?
I'm saying. This week?
Yeah. If you were to do one this week.
No, I got to go look at the data doesn't support that
oh,
right
okay.
now.
Oh, okay.
It's inconclusive right now. I have to look at that.
All right, last thing on the NFL this week, and then we'll go back to the phone calls. Are the Jaguars a Super Bowl contender? Are they really good?
Duval.
That guy's going to go to the Super Bowl. They went to Denver. Denver hadn't lost a game since September. And they went to Denver yesterday, and they beat them up pretty good. This is the best Trevor Lawrence has probably ever played, and they are 11-4.
Yes, they are.
Have we missed something here?
Are you more impressed by Lawrence or Liam Cohen?
Liam.
It's tough to win with the Jaguars.
Because he was,
I mean, it's tough.
You know, he came in looking a little goofy. He came in looking a little goofy with the Duval.
He did. Yeah, that was.
He's giving that city something to be proud of.
Well, and Baker and the Bucs have regressed since he left. I mean, he's winning that divorce, right? He took over the Jaguars. They're better. Trevor Lawrence is better. Baker's not been as good over the course of the full year. Bucs are under 500, so I suppose they are for real. We'll see what happens next month.
Small market team.
He wasn't happy about that.
He did not like that.
He did not. All right, back to the phone lines here. Rodney in South Philly up on WIP. Hey, Rodney.
Rodney.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Rodney, what's up?
First of all, are we talking about Aqua Velva?
Who knows? I'm buying some.
Next we'll be talking about Brute by Fabergé.
You remember Brute? Stop being disrespectful to Brute. Brute used to be that go-to back in the day, man.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Hey, Hugh, I meant to tell you, I saw you a few weeks back at the Bruce, and me and my wife fell in. I meant to tell you that I played ball with Ox, man.
Ox Fresh? Yeah, I remember Ox, man. R.I.P. Ox, man. He was a good dude, man.
Yeah,
really good dude.
He was really good. But anyway, Buffalo, we have to play. We have to win. But once that is over, then we sit everybody else. But Buffalo has to get out the way.
But Rodney, I agree. I think for a couple reasons. One, they're still in play for the 2 seed. And, I think it'd be good for them and for us if we can go beat that team, beat a good team, beat a playoff team. We'll feel really good going into the playoffs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you would sit everybody, Lane, Carter. You just sit everybody that needs to be set because we should be able to beat the Commodores with our second string.
Well, you know what? They probably could. I mean, they did it last year. What was the last game? The Giants last year, I think it was? Or the Cowboys and Giants? Yeah. And they beat them with Tanner McKee and their backups. They certainly could do that in the final week. Rodney, good hearing from you. And Merry Christmas. Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
I think they're going to end up sitting their guys in the final week. The Eagles.
You might be right. It feels like you might be right, especially if they get that win in Buffalo. They're not going to probably chance it.
Well, I also just think it's changed. It used to be the two teams got a bye, right? So then you got the bye week. Now it's just the one bye, and you could create your own bye week in week 18 by sending your starters. That feels like what they're going to do.
Yeah, you might be right.
I miss the second bye.
I do miss the second bye.
Well, like if anything, another game would probably be relevant this week.
Yeah,
well, next week.
I think was a major advantage to get a bye. I mean, now it's just the one team gets the bye.
I just like it feels like nobody ever really has anything to play for in week 18 anymore.
I agree. The extra week is almost stretched a little too much. It feels like week 18 becomes a dud. I guess last year was the Lions and Vikings, that impactful game for the 1 or the 5 seed. But I agree with that. It has become too much of that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Sean in Florida's up. What's up, Sean?
Guys, what's up?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Doing good. Joe, it's been a minute, man. You remember when you used to talk to me at 3 in the morning?
How could I forget, Sean? Some of my fondest memories on WIP.
You ain't got brand new now, huh?
Brand new. I'm here every day. Man. You call whenever you want. Happy to talk to you.
I know, right? Oh, man. But Hugh and Joe, I got to ask y'all this because I think this is real. But I think the coaching staff, they mishandled Hurts. And I feel like somebody has to pay. I really do. And here's what's crazy is that with the success that we've had, somebody still got to pay, bro. Like, Hugh and Joe, the thing is, I watched Nick Foles like 3 days ago. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks because what he did, and I feel like people take him for granted. You know what I mean? I don't think Eagles fans do, but, you know, NFL fans.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about Jalen Hurts and how he needs to go through his progressions. He still has issues going through his progressions, and they need a coach to get with him in the offseason to work on this. And my problem is that it's year 6. It's too late for that. It's too late for you to be telling me we're going to put the quarterback through training in the offseason to work through his progressions when that should have been happening for 6 years. So if that hasn't been happening, who does that fall on, Hugh? Who does that fall on, Joe? Like, I don't care. You guys don't mishandle the quarterback. Y'all put limitations on the quarterback his whole time playing. And yeah, we've been winning games, but that's been masking the bigger issue at hand. And the fact is, he's supposed to have developed by now, and he hasn't. That's got to fall on somebody, bro. It has to. You see what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. But here's
like, what do you do with that, Hugh?
Here's the question you have to ask. I mean, is it all on the coaching staff?
Or is it because here's the thing. Let me tell you why. Because we've seen this moderation of the Eagles' offense every single year. Nick Sirianni has put limitations on Jalen Hurts every single year. We had Kellen Moore, and while I thought Kellen Moore was going to have Jalen Hurts looking real better in the pocket and doing things, he didn't do that. Because you want to know why? Nick Sirianni put limitations on this guy because at the end of the day, winning, win-loss, it's more important for him to win. But my God, bro, we know the NFL adjusts. We knew that if we kept playing like this, things would catch up. And how Jalen Hurts hasn't grown leaps and bounds when we know the type of guy Jalen Hurts is. He says it all the time. He's a sponge. I want to learn. But I can't learn if my coach doesn't believe in me.
Yeah, you know, so Sean, it's an interesting take. Love hearing from you. I'll say this, though. I think after 23 was kind of a pivot point. When they signed Saquon, you don't sign a running back to that kind of contract and that caliber if you plan to be a passing team, a primary passing team, right? I think they decided it 2 years ago, we're not worried so much about the development. Let's try to win football games. And if that means we become more of a balanced or running team versus putting it on our quarterback, that's fine. Other teams kind of do the opposite and put it all on their quarterback as he ages. I think they went the other way. I mean, if you care about wins and losses, then you shouldn't care. If you care about Jalen Hurts' development, then you could say maybe they did it wrong. This is what they're doing what they want to do.
I don't know where this falls to answer the caller's question because I go back and I think of some of the conversations that have been had in the past, And I hear Donovan saying something to the effect of when he talked to the afternoon show, you know, they're limiting what he can do. I've heard that. But then you see on the flip side, say in Chicago, and how they're throwing everything at Caleb and how that's how it usually works. I don't know. I don't know where the truth lies, when it comes to who's holding who back in this offense.
Yeah, and ultimately, does it really matter to them if they keep winning all these games? Yeah. I mean, they just won another division title.
Yeah, because winning is the underlying, like, no matter what, you know, winning is the end all to be all.
It always is. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls will get to you people. And Monday Night Football tonight, it is a fun one. Phil Rivers under center for the Colts against the 49ers.
That should be fun.
And there's implications for the Eagles. We'll tell you what it means next, who we should be rooting for. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football's in full swing, and let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter, and some do nothing. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if a player gets hurt, boom, in the first half, your play will go on with all remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super quick. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.